all these buildings out here, what do you use these different kind of buildings around here for?
Well, there's two barns here. That used to be a dairy.
That was a dairy?
Mm-hmm. I had a foreman, my wife wanted to put in a dairy. And I put it in, then the foreman ended up doing all the damn work. So I closed it down. I bought some chicken houses out here. Miss Coburn could raise chickens for herself, but she made a complete failure raising them for me. Or for us, together. And she, the Purina people were, one friend of mine had the Purina company here, and we was on that program. And we had a bunch of white-legged laying hens, and they yeah, found out me feeding them corn on the side of me. I said, "Now, Mr. tell you how to do it and how long to do it, but I want them taken off now. I'm holding him responsible. I want them off of the grain, take them off gradually. I want to feed them just like he said, and if they don't do good, we can blame him." She just sort of scowled, and found out later she immediately took them completely off of grain. Of course, they went right into a molt, and we had to wait about 2 months before we got any eggs again.
Now, a chicken house, is that, does that have a fence right or something?
Yeah.
What do you call them, that area out there like that?
That's just a chicken yard.
Would you ever have a place like where you keep just a hen and the biddies or something?
It's called a brooder house. B-R-O-O-D-E-R. Brooder house.
Is that the same as a chicken
coop?
As a brooder house.
And really, a brooder house is a enlarged version of a chicken coop.
What do you call this type of fencing you have so much in about here?
That is chain link.
And you do have a lot of buildings around here.
We used to have two hens up there that lived in those houses up on the hill, way up on the hill there.
Oh, yes.
Had two Negro families lived there, and then had a Mexican woman married to a German, I think he was. They worked out here for a while. I improved the house, and he then ran them off. And we just got them for storerooms up there now. Stick and got old furniture and stuff in there.
Well, do you have many Mexicans in here?
There are a good many in this country.
I didn't realize that. I thought they were sort of staff here.
You can't mix them very well on a ranch or a farm. The blacks and the Mexicans don't mix. And you have trouble with the Mexicans having all the damn friends come see them. First thing you know, they're fishing in all your tanks and hunting and everything else. Or you have fuss with them all the time. I just never worked in here. And my ranch manager doesn't like Mexicans. Just hates them. And his nephew is married to one. And he gives her credit for her good characteristics, but she's still a Mexican. She'll do good for a while, and then she'll break over and go back to being a Mexican. Edward Stone is Mr. Williams' father-in-law, and he was raised up in the hills of Kentucky. Came here with the army during World War II and married this widow with two children. And he was talking about an old friend of his up in Kentucky, old man that talking about the rain. He said, "Son," says, "there's just two things about rain. It's either too damn enough or too damn none." So I guess that's true. We either got too much or not enough. Yes, to us nice folks, too damn bad. More.